Blog Talk Radio.
Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program today is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. And today we're talking about parenthood and the challenges of particularly millennial parents. So the creators of this hot new webisode series, Jake Green and Natalie Irby, and you can check it out online at millennialparents.com. Jake and Natalie, welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Thanks for having us on, Burke.
You're very welcome. Well, first of all, Jake, if someone hasn't seen this series before, describe Millennial Parents to us.
Millennial Parents is a series of two-minute webisodes, so it's something that people can digest one of or a lot of without it sort of interrupting their life, be they parents or not, and it's about some of the challenges and identity problems that face young parents today. So whether it be the pressure to stay cool and connected, even as you have have children, or if it's, you know, something more like dealing with people that post naked family pictures online, you know, there's a bunch of unique things that past generations haven't had to deal with.
MillennialParents.com is the website where you can see these episodes, and folks are getting quick chuckles from them as they sneak a look at work. Natalie, I have to ask you, what was the thought behind the really short segments, the 2 minutes or less?
Well, in mine and Jake's past collaboration, Hot and Bothered, we had a 12-minute film, and that was so much fun and went so well, we decided that we wanted to try something short, digestible, that people would actually take the time to watch, because it's hard to get someone to watch a 12-minute film online. So we decided that the shorter the better, and to make them succinct and digestible, and that people would actually go there and take 2 minutes out of their day, because they see that it's 2 minutes long and they say, well, I can watch that right now instead of I'll watch it later, and then forget to go back to it. So we wanted to see if we could, you know, capture people's attention and keep them interested in the show.
We had a conversation and sort of said, well, how much time would we want to watch? Like,
uh-huh.
If we were, you know, if we're our audience, what really do we want out of a video? And 2 minutes was, you know, 3 minutes was really the outside length. And so we make, most of ours are under 2 minutes, but we've got a couple that, you know, go 210, 220. But the idea was that this is, it's much more like, you know, the Sunday morning cartoons in the newspaper, where, you know, it's little digestible jokes, and they're quick and they're relatable, and it's with characters that we've been able to develop over the last 6 months.
Jake Green and Natalie Irby are our guests today. Jake is the co-director and writer. Natalie, the co-director, director of photography, and editor of these shorts. MillennialParents.com is where you can find them all. It's MillennialParents.com. And Jake, you touched on something earlier that I thought was very interesting, and that is, that parents today, sort of in this generation, you know, are faced with a whole bunch of things that maybe previous generations didn't have to deal with. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. I think the biggest issue is sort of self-inflicted by people that are young parents, those that are part of the millennial generation, which is everyone feels this intense pressure to be sort of unique and special and cool in their own way. And the fact is, as soon as you have kids, you no longer can be as cool as you were before you had them, because your job is to be, you know, responsible and start help shaping their life and not just sort of promoting your own brand. But you have these, whereas parents used to be able to just check out of pop culture for a decade, or they used to be able to sort of go to the mattress and not have to worry about being cool. You know, there's this, all this pressure because we're connected to everybody through Facebook. And, you know, everyone, there's so many touch points and so many access points that affect how people view you as an individual and also view your family, that it's just, it creates all of this sort of desperation and insecurity around, well, how do I make sure that I'm promoting the image, not only for my family and my kids that I want people to know, but also for me, so that, you know, I'm not letting someone else sort of shape my positioning. It's almost like we've become marketers for our identity as the product.
Yeah, you make an interesting point. And Natalie, to touch on that, the internet, which is where your audience is, has really fostered that whole thing. So everybody who's online is all about sort of positioning themselves to look really cool or really hip online. And so how much of that sort of filtered into the creative process when you guys are trying to make these really funny shorts?
That's a really interesting question, Jake. I still think you're cool, even though you're a parent. Maybe you want to answer that one.
you're sweet, says Natalie, who actually you know, goes out after 8 p.m. and wears designer clothes. You know, part of the fun about our collaboration and making these is that I'm a parent and Natalie doesn't have kids at this point, so we were able to have that filter. I think a lot of the material, when people put out parent stuff, it becomes so inside baseball that it becomes mm-hmm. almost offensive to anyone who isn't going through that. And we had a great barometer in Natalie for, is this funny to the population, you know, who aren't having to deal with, you know, with diapers and strollers and all that kind of stuff, which is why we only have a handful of those, you know, sort of nitty gritty parent style jokes, and it's much more about identity stuff that is magnified when you have kids, but I think a lot of people are facing even when they don't, because of the pressures of all the imagery and programming they're seeing on the internet, as you were referencing, Burke.
Jake Green and Natalie Irby are the creative genii behind millennialparents.com. They join us live from Hollywood today. If you want to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. You can also send in your questions in our flash chat today as we talk with these guys about these webisodes, the two-minute shorts for Millennial Parents. And Jake, you're a dad. In your bio, you know, you've got a couple of kids who are under three. How much of that kind of stuff that you deal with on a personal level floats into the making of these episodes? And if it does that cause challenges for you at home? Does your significant other say, hey, this is off limits, it shouldn't be in these things?
Well, I think that it's all of the episodes are sort of, you know, they're very, very short, but they're all based in some sort of identity crisis. And our main character, we've got a husband and a wife, and the wife is trying to stay sophisticated, and the husband really wants to be cool. And I definitely, his desire to be cooler than he is definitely something that's pulled from my life. And I think a lot of the identity crisis that the couple share over the course of each of the two-minute episodes is something that can be traced back to something I've felt at some point. They are much more interesting characters. That their house is much more dynamic and dramatic than my house is. And so in the event that, you know, a couple of the episodes are pulled pretty cleanly from my life, they're not anything that would cause any ripples. It's sort of like those battles that at the time were super high stress. But looking back on them, my wife and I are both able to laugh. But she is, my wife is a saint for even trusting me to take on this project at all, because you can't really do it well and have the humor hit home unless you're doing it authentically. So whether that's, mm-hmm. you know, two parents talking trash about other parents in the car, or that's, trying to pretend that you watch the news more than you actually do because you're concerned that everything on the news will kill your children. I mean, those are things that we've felt. I think the way they're represented on screen is even funnier because of the development work that our actors have brought to each of the characters.
Yeah,
these are
very
funny short episodes. Now, Natalie, is it harder for you, you think, to be behind the scenes on this thing when you don't have to deal with this stuff? As Jake, you know, in a very jealous way pointed out, listen, you still get to go out and play the single cosmopolitan lady. So how hard is it for you to be behind the camera for these things and make them ring true?
Well, it's actually so much fun for me, because even if you're not a parent, you know a parent, or you're related to a parent. So you've either witnessed or heard about these things and your friends' lives or your family's lives. So, and they're such, they are, you know, as Jake was saying, they are based in truth. And anything based in truth can be relatable, even if the circumstances that someone else is going through aren't exactly the same. So I feel like just kind of stepping into that world, having been familiar with people that are in that world, makes it so much fun for me. Because even though I'm not in it personally, I can enjoy it and appreciate the struggles that people are going through, and also, you know, say, I'm glad that's not me right now. So,
there's an interesting question that just came in our flash chat here, and I'm going to sort of combine it in, and thank you, Karen, wherever you're listening today online. And Karen basically says, and she must know of you guys or has at least visited the website, she says, Jake being from the Midwest, Natalie being from the South, how do you guys think millennial parents are different in different regions of the country? Jake, you want to field that?
Yeah, I think one of the byproducts of the connectivity and sort of the global community that the internet has shaped is I think there are a lot more shared experiences than there are sort of cultural differences when it comes to the issues that we talk about in millennial parents. Like, for example, we've got an episode called Roller Coaster World, in which Annie, the wife and mother says that she wants to go to this roller coaster theme park that's far away, that their son isn't even old enough to ride the rides. And Kurt says, fine, we can go, but we can't take any pictures. And the reason he says that is because he correctly calls her out in not really wanting to have the experience, but instead just wanting to have the pictures that suggested she had an amazing experience. And that's like one of the things that crosses state, cultural, ethnic boundaries right now, where you have this sort of, it's like a photo arms race where people are trying to say, look at how much fun my family is having. And if you dig a little, you know, you dig below the surface or you look at the corner of the photograph, you sort of say, well, there's no way that was an actually great experience. But nobody's going on Facebook and saying, look at this horrible time that we had when we spent all of this money to take a road trip across the country, because, again, that's the type of thing that would damage your brand. And so, you know, what's fun for us is our, you know, I'm originally from the Midwest. Natalie is from the South. Lee Coco, who plays Kurt, is from the South. Laura Eichhorn, who plays Annie, is from the Northwest. And so we're bringing in a lot of different perspectives regionally, and what we found, and when we look at the analytics of who's watching our stuff, it is pretty equally distributed across the states. And so we've really been pleasantly surprised at the wonderful comments and media coverage that we've gotten from different areas of the country.
It's bite-sized fun. It's millennialparents.com. Check out the website. And, guys, when we come back, Natalie, I want to talk to you about sort of the revealing the behind-the-scenes workings, putting together something like this, because it ain't old Hollywood. Back with more with Natalie Irvy and Jake Green, the creative minds behind millennialparents.com, right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
For tour dates and more information, visit LandauMurphyJr.com. Burke Allen Show on our number 718-506-1944 as we broadcast live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. On the show with us today, the co-directors, writers, directors of photography, editors, and chief bottle washers behind MillennialParents.com, Jake Green and Natalie Irvey. And Natalie, these things look, although they are very short, they're all very sort of bite-sized, 2 minutes or less, these things look like major Hollywood productions. But Hollywood and I guess filmmaking and television production has changed dramatically with the onset of folks watching online. It must be an exciting time to be in the filmmaking business when you've got this whole new distribution method and so many people are shifting their viewing habits to the internet.
It is, and thank you for the compliment. You know, what with the digital space, you know, the opportunities are endless. But with that comes responsibility, because if you have access to it, you got to be able to use it and do it well. So my ultimate objective through my production company is to be just kind of a run-and-gun, you know, one-woman machine. And we try to keep everything in-house and, you know, maximize the use of the space and the equipment that we had on hand. So it's really just, you know, figuring out how to maximize you know, the product with minimal equipment and crew.
Natalie, do you think that this is where the future of consuming content is going? I mean, I know an awful lot of millennials, since we're talking about MillennialParents.com, who no longer even have a television set or have, you know, cable at home. They watch and get all of their content, whether it be entertainment or news or sports, all on their tablet or on their laptop. Do you think that's where it's going?
I all signs point to yes on that front, that, you know, we will all be consuming media via the web. And, you know, everything is moving in that direction and nothing seems to be turning it back the other way. So I do believe that's where we're headed ultimately.
So, Jake, if the rules are all changing, you know, you don't have appointment television, there is no must-see TV anymore, and it doesn't have to be 30 minutes or 60 minutes or a two-hour movie. It can be these two-minute webisodes. How does that change what creative folks like you and Natalie do and sort of the scope of your job? Because you're not coloring inside the lines anymore. It's like the Wild West now, I guess.
Right. I think building on Natalie's point and getting into your question, people are looking more and more for the ability to curate their own entertainment experiences. And so our responsibility is to produce enough content and enough diverse content that they have the ability to find something that they like to fit the mood that they're in. And I think while you're seeing less appointment viewing, that doesn't mean that people's the session time, the amount of time people are spending watching the content that they like, is going down. In fact, you hear all these stories of people, you know, spending an entire weekend binge watching a Netflix show mm-hmm. that they haven't seen. And so what we've really tried to do, as opposed to focusing on a weekly launch, though we were releasing every Tuesday for several months, is create a playlist of content that will keep people interested, keep people vested in our characters, and then have stuff that they can then share with their friends who might also want to watch it. One of the benefits of having short form content is it's really shareable. So if you relate to an episode, we do an episode where Kurt the dad is really uncomfortable with his neighbor who keeps sharing naked pictures of his neighbor's daughter, that, you know, bathtub pictures that he thinks are sweet on Facebook, and Kurt says, well, that's sweet, but someday she's going to be in middle school and people are going to have access to these pictures. If someone else you know is really uncomfortable with that trend on Facebook, you can just, you know, click share, and it's not like you have to say, oh, you got to wait till Thursday night to watch mm-hmm. whatever show, or you really need to be in the right place at the right time to tape it, you know, as it was in past generations. And so, you know, the more that it's free and the more that it's shareable and the more that you give people more of a good thing if they like it, I think the better position you're going to be in to have a show and have characters that people come back for.
Absolutely. We're in the culture of instant gratification, so it caters to that. The web platform does, for sure.
Natalie and Jake are the creators of Millennial Parents, and you can see these episodes that we're talking about, and they are a scream at millennialparents.com. And I think one of the reasons that these things are so sticky and so enjoyable, Natalie, is the couple that you've cast to play the leads. So talk to me a little bit about that, the casting process, and how you settled on these two fantastic comedic actors.
They are so wonderful. Well, Lee Coco is actually from my hometown. We went to the same high school, albeit, you know, about 5 years apart. And when Jake and I sat down to talk about casting, he was the first option for Kurt that popped into my head. And then, Jake, you want to talk about Laura?
Sure. We actually, what's funny is we did a very formal casting process. We looked at a lot of tape on a bunch of actors. We brought people in to read. We shot a couple of test episodes. And we ended up casting people who are actually fairly close to us in terms of,
mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of our access being just, you know, one or two calls away. And so Lee was great, and Natalie, you know, knew him from Mississippi. And Laura Eichhorn is someone that I had met because she's a millennial mom, and we had met through our kids. And so it just worked out great that the people that fit the roles most cleanly in our eyes, although there was a ton of amazing talent that auditioned for this, were people that we ended up having a little bit of history with. And so, you know, over the process of producing two seasons and 27 little episodes of this, actually those relationships have been invaluable, because when you're shooting run and gun, you know, all sorts of things can happen that you know, cause you to make little changes on the fly. And while Natalie and I take great pride in keeping schedules and respecting people's time, there can be, you know, things like weather and our, you know, people who know that California had a drought last year except for 3 days in February will laugh knowing those were the first 3 days of production on Millennial Parents. And we were shooting in a very small space with, like, torrential rains outside. And those are the types of things where, you know, the closer you are to people, the easier it is for everyone to laugh together. And actually, in our case, I think that brought our cast and crew closer together, because if we sort of, you know, survived Transformers sparking outside of our outside of our little set, the rest of the stuff was going to be a cakewalk.
And I have to tell you guys, the ladies in my office think that the guy who plays Kurt, I think the word they used was man candy. So, you know, just a little bit too good looking to be the average schlubby dad down the street. And you know, I have to tell you, though, they have a real natural chemistry. I mean, you can honestly see these guys living down the street in the cul-de-sac, and they could be a couple.
Absolutely. Well, and their chemistry was instantaneous. I mean, it was evident in the room when we were doing a chemistry read. It's just, you know, sometimes you've got that spark with people, you know, and that's part of the chemistry reads in general, is to find people that connect in that way. Just, it's some sort of cosmic connection.
We made to Natalie's point, when we brought them together before we had cast them, one of the things we made them do was we put on some old 90s slow jam R&B and made them sort of impromptu. We had an impromptu dance scene that we wanted them to do because we wanted to get an idea of how they moved around each other when they were sort of being silly and awkward, because those are the moments. You know, anyone can nail, you know, a punchline joke that's on screen, but the chemistry stuff that Natalie's talked about, where that really sits in those moments where it's what are your natural instincts as a couple, and do they fit? Do we believe that these people would put up with each other's you know, faults and habits and tendencies? Because at the end of the day, there was some sort of, you know, indescribable but undeniable sort of fit in chemistry between them, and we saw it right away with Lee and Laura.
Let me ask each of you guys as we get ready to wrap up, and we'll start, Natalie, with you. If you could, you know, wave a magic Hollywood wand, what would you want to see come of millennial parents and this humor that you put up on the net?
Oh, wow. We're talking dreams and things.
Absolutely.
Ultimately, I mean, for right now, I'd love to build our audience and just have, you know, a dedicated group of people that love what the content that we create and want to, you know, digest more and more of it. Of course, you know, I think everybody would love to have a TV show in life, but in whatever form, ultimately, I just want people to watch it and enjoy it and get as much out of it as we do.
And it's interesting you call it a TV show, but I guess a TV show is not what it once was. It could be an iPhone show, so to speak.
Right. I mean, it's so, you know, amorphous now that, you know, really, you know, respecting it where it lives and you know, how people, whatever the best format is for it to exist, I'm happy as long as everyone else is and they enjoy, you know, thing that we love.
Jake, what about you? Where would you like to see this thing wind up?
Well, to Natalie's point, more resources and a broader platform so that we can keep making more of it and keep taking these characters to sort of more fun locations that allow them to sort of push each other and embarrass each other. You know, for the most part, right now we've got a fairly localized show in that we shoot predominantly in just a couple of locations. We've gone for away games a couple of times, but you know, we'd love to be able to continue to have these characters develop and evolve now that people have grown to like them and people expect their tendencies and because we have those sort of built-in gibbets now, it'd be really fun to take them into some bigger locations where we can raise the stakes and up some of the areas of humor that have sort of been off limits to us because we've been staying in-house for the most part.
Mm. I like it. So it's like Christmas vacation and European vacation, but for millennial parents. Millennial parents go to Las Vegas. I like it.
There you go.
Good. Let's do it.
What's funny is one of the young parents in our neighborhood is a part of the reboot of that franchise. But
well, we've been talking about this webisode series, and I would love for everyone listening to spend at least 2 minutes to check it out. And I think once you try one 2-minute episode, you're going to want to see them all. Millennialparents.com is the website. Jake Green and Natalie Irby, thank you guys for being on the program today. Best of luck with it.
Thanks so much, Bert.
You bet. We've been talking to Jake Green and Natalie Irby live in Hollywood, the creators of Millennial Parents. Check out the episodes at millennialparents.com. We're live in Washington, D.C. today on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Bert Allen. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.